G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. This is a message you received from Steve and Alice, is it? Yes.
Yes.
About an Arab cross, their dog. And the dog is getting a bit reactive on walks. Is that the story?
Exactly. Now, this is really interesting. This is a great email that we got through the website, and it's an interesting case. So I went and met with Steve and Alice and Cindy to have a look and see what was going on. Cindy is a 2.5-year-old bull Arab cross. She was a rescue. She's really calm and sedate and low energy at home. But when she's out on the walk, she's an absolute nightmare. She's pulling, she's reactive to dogs, and she just doesn't look like she's having any fun at all. Now, they do go past this particular house every time they walk, and even though this other dog shows no signs of being reactive, Cindy still wants to, you know, make a big hullabaloo. So what we did with this case, because we thought there was a lot of anxiety. Basically, the minute the dog came out of the house, there was a switch over into this hyper awareness about what was going on. Not that normal, relaxed, calm kind of behavior that Cindy was exhibiting at home. So we sent the family off to go to the vets and see if the vets would do some bloods and just see if there was any underlining kind of issue there. Now, we're now in an interesting position because Cindy probably needs 6 months of some kind of medication just to take the edge off her anxiety. Now, interestingly for me, is often these types of behaviours are caused by some incident. But for Cindy, there's never been an incident that they know of that's ever caused this. Now, we also took, when we go on house calls like this, we also took Moses and Mandela, who are two of our really well-balanced boys, and she was quite okay with them. So we did a bit of walking with Mandela and Moses and Cindy together, and Cindy was a different dog. It was almost like her brain switched over to, I'm safe, I'm calm, I'm having fun, I'm with some friends, and away we go. So the path forward for Cindy is probably there needs to be some medication, but from a behavioural side, we're going to start doing some little walks in different environments, taking along Mandela and Moses to try and get her to get to that place where she can just relax and let that be her default system instead of what she's doing now, which is, oh, is that going to get me? Oh, is that going to get me? So that's where we're going to start with Cindy. She did a really good job, and interestingly, we had a third dog that she was unaware of that entered the scene, and when she was by herself, she reacted to that dog, but when she was with her friends Moses and Mandela, she couldn't care less. So I'll give you an update in the coming weeks about how Cindy's doing.
So would the plan long term be, Joe, that eventually she won't need the other dogs?
Yeah, exactly right. So what we will probably do over time is, as she's starting to really, you know, I'm safe, nothing bad's going to happen to me, we might drop Moses out of the picture, but that will determine how she copes with it. And medications, you know, it's a bit like for humans. Sometimes it's really important and it's part of, you know, it's a chemical imbalance that they need. And especially as she's not had any big major event that has happened. But our goal is that if we don't need to have the medication long term, then we can pull back on that. But we'll work with the vets and the family.
We'll wait for the update. Good on you, Joe.
Be interesting.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.